Today's Monday, March 22nd, 2010, and you're listening to Robert Lee Camp live. We call this the Mr. Destiny Radio Show. That's a name that was given to me a long time ago by a bunch of radio hosts that I used to be on a guest on their shows in the past. Kind of stuck with it. Hope you're having a good day today. We've got a lot of things to do tonight. Some announcements and really good talk about the source of our problems and how to get rid of them. How about that? Be nice, right? Okay, March 22nd. Now, for everybody who's listening, and especially for those of you who are new and have not listened before, I am the author of The Cards of Your Destiny, three books that are in bookstores, Cards of Your Destiny, Love Cards, and Your Birthday, Your Card. This is an ancient system that I discovered about 22 years ago. That's when I came upon it. And it was amazing to me. It just blew my mind because it was so accurate. And nothing I ever read about myself, even astrology, had pinpointed me as well and as clearly and accurately as what I read in the book called Sacred Symbols of the Ancients, which at the time was pretty much the only book available on this science of the cards. But it interested me so much. I was already doing astrology, and I just felt so drawn to it. I didn't know why at the time. I just wanted to know more. And I looked and looked and eventually found my teacher, Arnie Lean, who taught me for about 6 months until he passed away. And after he left, I wrote my own book and started promoting the system. This system, what's amazing about it and what really turned me on about it when I first discovered it was it's so accurate. I get calls and emails from people every day just blown away with how the life experiences they have match up with what is in the book. And for those of you out there who don't have the books, you need to go get them. This is a very easy system. You can learn this. I don't care how, unless you can't read at all, then of course the book won't help you. But if you can read, anybody can learn this. It's not complicated. It actually does look complicated if you just open up the book and start and look in the middle of it or something. I wouldn't recommend that. But if you open it up and start at the beginning, within 30 minutes, you'll be doing a reading for yourself that'll blow your mind. And the cool thing about it is, this is the Cards of Your Destiny book I'm referring to right now, you can look in your past and you can check to see, did the things that really happened to me, are they in the book? Like when, let's say, a significant year when you got married or got divorced or moved or had a new job or had a baby, you can go back and look in your past because your whole life is in the Cards of Your Destiny book, okay? And the readings that I'm doing on the show here, which is, we'll start in about 15 minutes or so from now. The readings I do are really to demonstrate how the system can be used. Now, I have been doing this for 20 years, and I have learned many sort of advanced aspects of the system. So a reading that I can give can often be a little bit more to the point, a little more clear and a little more concise than one you would do yourself. But you can get a ton of benefit out of this yourself. And some people, some of you out there are like me. When you first were exposed to this, you just caught it immediately. You just caught on. It's like you already knew it. There's a lot of people out there who are listening right now who that's been your experience too. Okay? So I just want to say that. And the next thing I want to say is that we've had a lot of callers who just keep calling in every week. Okay, we're not going to talk to you tonight. We're not going to talk to somebody who's called here in the last 3 or 4 weeks. If you've called in recently, please just go ahead and hang up and let the line be open for somebody else to call in. We want to let other people get in and give me a chance to talk with them and share with them whatever I have. So those of you who have been calling on a regular basis, especially if you've called in the last 3 to 4 weeks, please just allow other people to call in because nobody ever gets to, you know, and there's so many people listening that not everybody will get to call in. So if I recognize you and you're on the phone, I might ask you to just hang up and have somebody else come on. I don't remember all of you, so I'm holding you on your honor about this, okay? If you called in last week or the week before, wait a couple of weeks before you call in again, okay? I'm asking you to do that. And even better, every night I have a topic, right? A topic that I talk about. And it would be really nice if somebody called in with something to say about that topic, some experience of theirs, whether it's a card topic or a spirituality topic. Tonight's topic is about how our mind is the problem maker in our life. And I look forward to sharing this with you. So if you have something to share, how you see that's true for you, that would be really nice to have on the show. It would be really nice to have people comment like that. Okay, so those are my two requests. If you've already called in the last 2, 3 to 4 weeks, please do not call in. And call in with and be on topic if you can. Now, I'm also here to look at your cards and say something. Sometimes people, I think last week especially, a lot of people didn't say what they wanted me to say. everybody thinks I'm a fortune teller. And yeah, it kind of looks like that, like I'm a fortune teller. But really, in the readings I do with people, I go much deeper than just looking into their destiny, because the cards can make you do nothing. Everybody's hoping the card will save their life or make their problem go away or something like that. But unless you're willing to act and align yourself with the energies, these cards just represent energy patterns that are at play, cycles that you're going through. Each of us must be willing to step into it and take action. Without taking action, nothing's going to happen. I mean, some stuff will still happen, but a lot of the really best stuff you won't really be able to access. I mean, if you're on a fixed income, a millionaire's card is not going to do you anything, okay? Or if you don't have a job and you're not even willing to look, you know, what's it going to do? Okay? So, we'll start off the show by talking about what today is. And today is interesting about today because there are 2 days of the year that have the same cards, because there are 2 days of the year that are Aries and Ace of Diamonds, today and April 20th. So, on April 20th, it'll be the same two cards. And there's other people born on April 20th who are not born today, but they have the same cards. For example, Adolf Hitler was born on April 20th, and he's the same cards as people born today, the Ace of Diamonds and Three of Clubs. And I want you to look at this, Ace of Diamonds and Three of Clubs. And remember that the planetary ruling card, the second card I mentioned, is the one that we tend to identify with most in our life. So you would expect that the Three of Clubs being an author's card, that a lot of people born today might be famous authors. And that's the truth. There are a lot of famous authors born today. Let's see, we have, and people who also are in other creative fields, like lyricist Stephen Sondheim. Let's see, we have, who was it I was thinking of? Oh, writer, author James Patterson. William Shatner of Star Trek, you know, who went on to write all kinds of sci-fi novels. Composer Andrew Lloyd Webber, CNN's newscaster Wolf Blitzer, Ace of Diamonds, and some other, now we have singers and actors and so forth, Matthew Modine, we have Reese Witherspoon, we have Ann Dudek, we have Tim Beeler of Flynnville, we have, let's see, Chaka Khan, Richard Greco, we have, no, I'm not going to mention him, Rick Ocasek of The Cars. Did I say Lena Olin already? Very interesting group of people. And creative. And, you know, we don't know much about. You won't really hear much usually about an Ace of Diamonds man's life, like Richard Greco, William Shatner. Pat Robertson's always also born today, the evangelist. Chico Marx was born today. Rick Ocasek. You don't really hear much about them, but these guys have a lot of women in their life. Ace of Diamonds. They're also the writer of Western novels, Lewis L. Moore. He also is today. was today. He's not alive anymore. Another author, in other words. But I was saying that Ace of Diamonds men, even when they become famous, you don't hear about their affairs. But in most cases, they're all having affairs. It's amazing. I don't know what the percentage is. There are some that don't. But it is so consistent that you have no idea. I mean, and you'll never know. If you're married to an Ace of Diamonds, you'll never know. You'll never know. And this could be birth or ruling card. Now, this is not true for women as a norm. Very rare would Ace of Diamonds woman be that way. But the men, it's a very masculine male card. And I have two sayings about Ace of Diamonds men. So little women, so little time. And will travel for sex. If you're married to an Ace of Diamonds and he's traveling, you can bet there's a woman waiting for him at the other end. So that's our little thing about the Ace of Diamonds. And if you're born today, this is an exception to the rule. If you are born on any day that I'm having a show, you're welcome to call in, even if you called last week, to get a birthday reading. Unless you already got one last week, which you might have. Okay? Okay, we're going to talk about the mind and problems. Okay? Let's talk about this for a moment. It's possible, believe it or not, to have a life that actually has no problems, like just problemless. Can you imagine that? A life with no problems. I mean, and you might want to think about what some of your problems are right now, whatever you have. You know, I mean, I could start out a day and stuff will come up. And some things can show up like a problem. Very interesting. And I'll explain that in a minute, exactly how that, there's a way that you can tell what a problem is, you know, as opposed to just a situation that you have to deal with and do something about. Because, you know, right now there could be something you have to do, like maybe your head is itching, so you scratch your head. Okay, it's not a problem. You just scratch your head. Or you get hungry and you go eat. And it's not a problem. You just go eat. Whatever it is, you just do it. That's not a problem. Even if it was something hard, like, you know, clean your room or do the dishes or something you don't want to do. If you just do it, it's not a problem. You either do it or you not do it, but it's not a problem. The definition of problem is that it's something in the future. It's never now. It's always sometime in the future. That's the definition of what a problem is. There are no problems right now. There are only problems in the future. You can work out things right now. You can do your best right now. But really, there doesn't have to be a sense of problem about the whole thing. And here's something really interesting. Think about this for a moment. We don't want what we have in life. This is a general thing. It's not true for every single person, but for most of us. We don't want what we have. We want what we don't have. Have you ever thought about this? It is so strange when you think about it. You know, what's really strange about it is that this continues and continues and continues. Like, once you get the thing or whatever it is that you think you want, immediately you don't want it. You want something else. So even when you get it, you don't want it, because there's a habitual way of being that we're all in of constantly not wanting what we have. Now, we don't know this. This is not conscious. It's an unconscious thing, but it can become conscious. We can become conscious. It's like we're almost afraid, in a way, to have what we have and to be with what we have. It's very interesting. We seem to be afraid and almost compelled to stay away from what we have and to stay, keep our mind away from what is in our life and go into the future or the past, of course. But mostly I'm talking about the future more tonight because we're talking about problems. And whenever we go into the future, we find problems, things that may happen, bad things, continually avoiding what we have and staying in the future, where all problems exist in the future. They don't exist ever in the past, and they don't exist now. They only exist in your future. All problems are a function of the future. The future is not actually real. Think about this for a minute. future isn't really real. It's just a thought. I mean, you're sitting where you are right now, or you're standing, or you're driving, and you're listening, whatever you're doing right now. And that's what's real. And your mind is going. It's got all kinds of ideas and conversations going. And when you're in this mind, you're ignoring this moment. You're ignoring your body. You're ignoring, you know, if you're hungry or not, if you're tired, if you're energetic, whatever. You're ignoring it when you're thinking and focused on your mind and the future and a problem especially. Just ignoring it completely. Even with the cards, you know, we have patterns. The cards are really great. We can see patterns and cycles in life. And some people make the cards a problem. You know, how many people have? I mean, I think I have it. Sure, for sure. I remember once my sister calling me in the middle of the night saying, tell me she was going to die. I got really concerned. And I said, what do you mean? She says, well, I looked in your book and I saw a death card 7 years from now. Well, believe it or not, she's still alive, and it was about 15 years ago. But that's how easy it is for our mind to get on to a problem, okay? Bad cards in your future can become a problem. Even good cards can be a problem, because the anticipation for something good that might happen and the fear that it may not happen can be a problem. Even the anticipation of something good is not really a feeling of being at ease. It's a feeling of restlessness. It's a stressful feeling. Being in the future at all, and being in, or the past, actually, either one of those two, are really stressful. And the body feels this. And, you know, I was thinking about this the other day, and it might be true that the reason that we get old is not because of anything biological, but because of the burden of mental stuff that we have. I know for a fact that you know, not being so much in the future and the past, well, you'll definitely live longer and you'll look younger. I know my youngest sister, it was amazing. She was the most beautiful of all my sisters. I have four sisters. She was the youngest of all seven children, actually. I'm the oldest, she's the youngest. She was the most beautiful, and yet she is a double club, six of clubs, ten of clubs. And she was burdened with more mental problems than anybody else in the family. And she turned to looking old much quicker than all of us did. At a very young age, she had this weight on her face. You could see a lot of unhappiness. And I think we all suffer from that. I think it's a burden of all this problem-making mind of ours, this monkey on our back that won't let go, that really causes us to age, become tired, run down, and old. And when you're young, you don't notice it as much. You don't have that much accumulated. But people will get older. They have regrets and everything. And their future looks even worse because that thing called death is coming sooner than they think. Death is coming. It's a lot closer to you when you get past 50 years old. You start to really notice the decline in your physical form. And so now you've got a big problem that you don't have when you're 20 or 30 or even 40, and that is that your death is approaching. Very interesting, because around age 50 is when the Saturn period of life begins. But really, unless we can start being with who we are and what we have, the future will just be more of the same. It's kind of a divine paradox. To have what we really want in life, we have to want what we have. Interesting. To have what we want, really want in life, we have to want what we have. It's our constant tension, attention on thoughts, that is the source of all of our problems. And as bad as any problem may seem, it can be eliminated right now. It can be eliminated just by taking your attention off of your mind and being with what's really going on in your life right now. There could be a situation now, and that, you know, that we've talked about this. You do something or you don't, but that's not really a problem. It's never a problem unless it's in the future, and the future doesn't exist. Therefore, problems do not exist. What's interesting, and this is a quote from Eckhart Tolle, I found this to be the most profound quote of, I think it's the one that sticks out in my mind. My mind, there you go. It sticks out to me as being the most powerful thing I've ever heard. And nobody ever said this to me before, no spiritual teacher. And that is that it is the quality of our consciousness at this moment that determines our future. It's the quality of our consciousness at this moment that determines our future. So think about that for a moment. If you want to have a happy future, you need to upgrade the quality of your consciousness now. Right now, start being present. Your current situation, you may be full of fear about something that's going to happen because you've been thinking about it over and over again. But if you can just hang in there and be with whatever you're feeling, it'll go away. I'm just talking about an extreme situation. You can hang in there. See, the mind, when we really think a lot about the future, especially about a problem, our emotions, our body reacts as though bad things are happening to us. So we put ourselves through all kinds of tense stress. See? Imagine just coming into the present moment and being with the quality of this moment and being with the quality of your consciousness. Being aware. Just aware. That's the trick. There's no problem that can't be erased right now. None. Okay? Great. Okay, we're going to take a short break right now. Listen to a song. I'm going to play a song actually from my CD called Bhakti Rock. And when we come back, we're going to open up the phone lines. And I hope you have something to share about your problem-making mind. This is Sri Ram from Bhakti Rock. That was Sri Ram from my CD Bhakti. That's actually one of my most favorite songs on that CD. It has a lot of meaning to me. That chant, the core of that chant was a chant that came spontaneously out of a deep meditation of my teacher, my spiritual teacher at the time, my guru. And I took it and then adapted it to guitar. And that was the result of it. So it has a lot of meaning to me, and I hope you like it. Be curious with your feedback. Okay, you know, our show is constantly changing. Hey, isn't that good? Okay, first up tonight is a lady named Dina from Canada, whose birthday is December the 9th, 1975. Are you there, Dina?
I am, Robert. How are you this evening?
I'm great. Welcome to the show.
Thanks for taking my call, and I do love your CD. It's great.
Oh, thanks. Did you turn your radio down? That's good.
Sure.
Yeah.
Better?
Yeah, I heard a little echo. I think it was your radio, your computer, so.
Okay. I hope
so,
it's better.
What's on your mind this evening, Dina?
Well, I really enjoyed your talk, and I guess my concern is that I sometimes feel like I'm stuck, like, regarding to the talk that you had, and I don't know if it's part of cards or if it's just something that I have to go back and listen to and be in the moment and be more with my feeling. But I sometimes feel like I just kind of go to the halfway point and sometimes can't break through to situations that I'm dealing with. And
yeah.
I was just concerned, curious about that. And also I notice I have 5 jacks in my spread this year, so I don't know if that has any significance.
Well, you may have a lot of jacks, but you're born in 1975, right?
1970.
Oh, okay. Well, that changes everything. Hold on a second. Okay, yeah, there's all the jacks you talked about. Okay, good. Yeah, wow, that's a lot of jacks.
It is.
1, 2, 3, 4, just in your birth card. No, 5.
5, yeah.
And you got 2 in your ruling cards spread, too. So that's quite interesting. So the one thing I wanted to say is that it's interesting that people who are 9s, and you're a 9 of clubs, their life is about letting go.
Mm-hmm.
It's about letting go more than other cards. I mean, Eckhart Tolle is a 9. A lot of 9s achieve enlightenment in their lifetimes, and most 9s experience it at one time or another. They have experiences where they let go and they find that they are much bigger than that one person that they identify with. You understand?
Yes, great.
So, I mean, you have that within you. Of course, you also have a King of Diamonds. King of Diamonds is a real go-getter, always wanting to get what it wants, right?
Right.
King of Diamonds. So those two are almost opposites in a way.
Right.
Okay. And 9 of clubs people always had some sort of tragic experiences in their early childhood, which kind of has them be, should I say, pessimistic as an adult, you know? Because when things go wrong early in our life, we feel like maybe there's something wrong with us and that our life is kind of cursed or something. Do you understand?
Yeah, I can totally understand. I lost my father at a very young age, so that makes sense.
A lot of 9 of clubs lose their father or another mother or a significant family member, and that's represented by that 9 of spades in their Mercury in the first period of their life, see, in the life spread. So, but at the same time, even though that happens, it's all part of the divine plan, and you, more than other people, because you're a 9, it could actually be easier for you to let go of your identity and just be present than other people.
Okay.
So have you ever read any of Eckhart Tolle's books or anything?
I have, yes. I really enjoy him. I think he's fabulous.
Yeah, oh, good. Yeah, I feel the same way. I mean, I listen to the recordings, and I find that so wonderful. I have almost everything he's ever recorded. I have, and I listen to just random tracks when I take walks and stuff. You know, it's really
right.
good.
It is very, very good.
So I will say something about your jacks, Dina, and that is that, especially because three of them are your year-long cards. And jacks represent initiation into a higher state of being, okay?
Okay.
So both of your long-range cards are jacks this year, and your Pluto card's a jack, and your environment card's a jack. And Jack of Spades is really about moving your whole lifestyle up to a new lifestyle that's completely spiritual, or way more spiritual than it is, has been. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
That's really the message. And I think it's been happening to you already, because you're in your Venus period right now, and you have a Jack of Spades right now.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I can feel that.
Yeah, so, you know, this is all good. I mean, the Jack of Clubs one is Pluto, so the mental aspect of it is going to be challenging for you. But with that Nine of Spades result, I think it's guaranteed that you're going to have success. I really do.
Thanks.
Funny thing to tell somebody that they're going to have success with a nine, but it's true, though. Spiritual success is always indicated by a nine or a seven.
Okay, great. That's wonderful.
So, you know,
so that it will be more spiritual, like that I will be continuing with.
Well, see, you already are a spiritual person, but the jacks indicate that now it's time to start living it more than talking about it.
Okay.
Like, make it part of your lifestyle. Like, your lifestyle has to change for this to be real, see?
Yes.
And lifestyle means what you actually do on a daily basis, what you spend your time doing. Or like who you spend it with or whatever. Something about doing, because it's a spade, all right?
Okay.
That has to be upgraded to a whole new level. Is that helpful?
It is, very helpful.
Well, great. I appreciate your question. I appreciate the sensitivity of you bringing that in the way you did. And so thanks for being on the show. It's great to
thanks
have you.
Thanks very much, Robert. Always great to
right.
listen to you. Thanks very
all
much.
All right. Thank you. You're
okay.
welcome.
Thank you. Take care. Bye-bye.
Bye. Very good question. And a very spiritual topic, so that was very nice. Okay, next up from Portland, Oregon is Diana, whose birthday is September the 6th, 1959. Are you there, Diana?
I am. Hi.
Did I get your birthday correct?
You did. That is
okay.
my birthday.
Excellent. Welcome to the show.
Thank you very much. Well, so my question is sort of, I mean, about the topic that you were discussing, seeing the negative and, or always seeing the problem in the future. And so I met the man that I think is the perfect man for me. And, we got engaged. And we are very happy together, and we are planning to get married. And I started to look at the cards and look at the book. And, you know, according to the book, I mean, I think he's the perfect man for me as well. He's an Eight of Diamonds.
Okay.
And but then I look ahead, and I see, you know, that this is a great – this year looks like a great year for me to get married, and – again, and it looks really good. And then I look ahead in 2 years and I think, oh my God, look at the cards in 2 years. When I'm 52, what you know, it looks horrible. And
you know,
oh, so I'm already
I love it that you called
panicking.
In with that question.
About
classic.
What's going to happen. But I've sort of come to terms with that, I think.
Oh, I hope everybody else listening is getting as much of a kick out of this as I am. Go ahead.
Well, it's meant to be. No, so I have sort of come to terms with that, and I realize that, you know, that the cards mean a lot of different things. And, you know, it's all about growth.
And one thing, you see, you don't know the cards all that well. I mean, yet, okay?
No.
I mean, I know you're a student and so forth, but you don't, you miss the fact that the age 52 is a blessed year.
Well, actually, I did know that, but it doesn't look so good for me, but
well,
but maybe
there are no,
it is.
There are no such thing as bad cards during a blessed year.
No. Oh, okay. Well, that's good to know. That makes me feel better.
Yeah,
but,
good. I thought so.
Yeah, it does. My question actually is, and I've read the part in the book that you wrote about this, but are there better days than other days for certain couples to pick as wedding days?
Yes, absolutely. Well, here's the thing. There are good days for wedding that apply to everybody. Okay?
Okay.
Because this is a good question, by the way, and I'm sure other people have the same question. When you get married, you basically are, it's like having a baby. You're creating a brand new entity. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
So the relationship of the marriage is being born on that day, in other words.
Okay.
That makes sense?
Yes.
So you want to pick a day that has really good marriage karma to be the birthday of your relationship. See? You want to pick a day that has really good karma for marriage to be the birthday of your marriage. So which cards? The question is, and this is not in my book, by the way. I didn't really stress this in the book, and I didn't really learn this until after I had written the book. Okay?
Okay. Oh, good. I'm glad I'm asking.
Yeah. So which cards have the best karma for marriage? I'll give you a short list. And you can always find one of these cards in a time period that you're picking. And the other important thing is that it's nice to get married in your Venus period. If one of you or both of you can be in Venus or Jupiter, that's the best time of the year. And you can find some of these days in almost every period. Okay?
Well, it looks like it's going to be more like not like Uranus or something, or Neptune or whatever, one of those. Is that bad?
Well, not necessarily. It's not necessarily bad. We don't.
Because we're looking at June, so.
Okay. June, which is Uranus. Uranus is fine. For you, it's fine. What is
fine
it for him?
For me.
What is
for
it for him?
Well, his birthday is October 1st, so it looks like it's going to be the very end of his Saturn period. Is that bad?
Well, I'm saying it's better if it's not in Saturn, okay?
Okay.
Yeah, you guys, you have complete control over this. Don't act like a victim about it, all right?
No, we don't. No, we do have complete control, yeah.
Yeah, you can pick any day you want. It doesn't have to be.
Yeah.
So why don't you just turn right around and pick a day that's in your Venus and his Venus or Jupiter? I'm sure you can find one, okay? But let me give you this quick list of days that are the best for marriage, okay?
Okay, all right.
Okay, so it's first of all, it's the Queen of Hearts, of course.
Mm-hmm.
Not the Four of Hearts so much, but the Queen of Hearts. I guess Four of Hearts would be okay. But Six of Clubs is really good, and so is Eight of Clubs, and so is King of Clubs, and so is Two of Spades. All of those cards have very good marriage karma built into them. See?
Okay.
All right? And those are the best ones. And you can find those any year. I mean, almost any month.
We were sort of looking at a King of Clubs day, but it's not not in the Jupiter period.
Yeah, well, there's probably another one in your Jupiter period. There's a King of Clubs every single month.
Yeah.
So, you know, it's not that hard to find a good King of Clubs day. They're everywhere. They're all over the place.
They're everywhere.
Exactly.
Okay.
All right.
Well, thank you very much.
You're welcome. And, you know, I'm glad that you've met the man of your dreams. That's good news. It's great.
Yeah, it is good news. Thank you.
All right. Thank you for being my guest tonight, Diana.
Okay. Take care.
All right.
Bye.
Bye-bye. Oh, really, really good. Really good questions. Okay. We're going to take one more call, and then we're going to take a short break. Next up is Nancy from New Jersey.
Hi.
Whose birthday is July 7th, 1977. Is that you?
Yes. My birthday is July 7th, 1977. I was born at 10:04 in the morning,
And I heard your show last week about Eight of Diamonds and all that, and that's what my card is. I'm an Eight of Diamonds.
You are.
And I have just, I want to compliment you on your music and the way that you describe things to people to help them understand your books, because they're awesome. But with me, there's one thing that's kind of difficult, and I'm trying to figure out what to do in two different, it's one question, but in two parts. I want to know, do you see, I have a dream of opening up a restaurant. I love cooking. I love serving people, whether it's homeless, kids, adults, it doesn't matter. But every time I see a place that I could open, I get this, no, I better wait. Do you see that in my future at all?
You get like a feeling inside that you should wait?
Yeah, because like the thing is that I feel like I should wait because with the way the economy is, every time I want to do something, there's always a downfall. I mean, I know with life that there's going to be a downfall, but there's like a lot of, every time I see something, it's no, I better wait because I don't know if they'll like what I'm making. You know what I mean? How you have this thought, well, yeah, you want to, but yet you don't know. But it's
well,
one of my
dreams.
Well,
that's just, you know, that's just your fear coming in because you're a Cancer, you know.
Okay.
Okay, hold on a second. Let's just slow down a minute, okay?
Okay.
You could have taken any of these opportunities, right? If you wanted, if you had decided to, correct?
Yeah, I could, yeah.
Yep, that's the truth. And
yeah.
So what you're asking me for, just let me clarify, you're saying, do you see me ever getting up the nerve to do it?
Yeah, because
That's what you're asking.
I had a baby and I lost one, so I'm like, I want to own it for two big reasons. One, I want to feed the homeless, and I want to be able to, if something happens to me, my son can have it. It's his. So he don't have to worry about somebody saying, oh, you know, you got to do it this way, you got to do it that way. It's his. He don't have to worry about nobody telling him what to do. It's his call the way he wants
life
to be.
Yeah, I get all that. I get all that. Okay, so it's up to you, though, to be able to take the risk and make it happen, okay? You have to have the courage to make it happen. And the cards aren't going to say whether you're going to have the courage or not. Only you can say that. All right?
But do you see it at all?
I see possibilities, for sure.
Okay.
I would say, you know, right after starting in a couple of days here is a real good time if you want to do it.
Because when I open up the book and I try to read my cards, I get kind of concerned, even when it comes to relationships, I read what you put for the Eight of Diamonds, and you're like, I'm a single mom. And
yeah.
I do date people, but I read what about their cards, and I want to thank you how right you are about some of the people I choose. Because,
yeah.
I mean, you know, I want to find someone that loves my son, but yet is not like, you know, those hamsters dancing and left him at home. I want a person that knows, that wants to be a family guy, and there's not many out there.
Yeah, there's not a lot of guys who want to take on the responsibility of some other guy's kid, you know? It's true.
No,
but there are some.
But
there are.
There are and it's like you got to weed through. But, I mean, that's part
well,
of,
that's,
you know,
that's
my life.
That's life, you know. No
and
big
I heard
deal.
That you're a Cancer, too.
Exactly. Yeah, so security-oriented,
well,
that's
birthday?
What we are. I'm July 3rd. Yeah.
Oh, okay. Happy birthday.
Yeah, exactly. Well, listen, it's great talking to you. I'm going to let you go now, Nancy.
All right. Enjoy. And keep up the good work. And God bless you. Happy Easter.
Yes, you too, dear. Have a great evening.
Thank you.
Bye-bye. Okay, we're going to take a short break now. Listen to my favorite song recent called Flying. I hope you like it. flying. You know, there's nothing that I've ever experienced. Flying an airplane on your own is one of the most amazing experiences. Being free to just go wherever you want and looking down upon the earth and seeing everything from a way different perspective. As my flight teacher told me once, he said, flying is the most fun you can have with your clothes on. Hope you enjoy that. Okay, we have time for two, maybe three callers, and we're going to start out with Disha from California, whose birthday is October 14th, 1976. Are you there, Disha?
Yes, I'm here.
Did I get your birthday correct?
Can you get my birthday cards?
Did I get your birthday correct? Your birthday?
Yes, you did. I'm sorry.
Yeah, okay,
yes,
great.
You did.
Okay, so what's on your mind this evening, Disha?
Well, mainly the main things or concerns that are on my mind right now is my career and my romantic life. I was wondering, what do the cards say in regards to that? Because I'm a beginner at this, for one. I'm sorry. I'm kind of like a beginner. So I wanted to know more about what my birth cards are. I took a small sneak peek of them, but I don't exactly remember them. I really had a lot, you know, a little bit of detail, but maybe you can explain a little bit more to me about that.
Well, your birth card is a great card. I mean, you're one of the most fortunate cards in the whole deck, you know?
Okay.
So what's the problem?
Oh, gee. I mean, it seems like when you're fortunate, there's, I don't know. I feel like I have so much potential, you know, but.
Well, what are you doing? I mean, what's your situation that you regarded as a problem right now? Like, what have you been doing? What have you been trying to do? I don't know. What's going on? You got to give me more details.
Absolutely. What I've been trying to do mainly was get my own business off the ground as far as career-wise, and I've finally taken a step at that about 2 weeks ago, and I guess the only part I'm waiting to do now is to watch the money come rolling in.
So that doesn't sound like a problem. Is there anything else you want to talk about?
my romantic life.
What's the deal with that?
It's not
what's
that I'm not a... Well, I'm a very romantic person, very affectionate, but I don't know what it is. I'm looking for something lasting because that's the type of person I am.
Yeah.
Something that's more long-term, something really established, someone. That's what I'm looking for, and I don't know. I thought recently that I had that, but I don't know. And then I began to wonder, is it me or, you know, what am I doing here that's causing this? But I don't know. I mean,
so
I'm really
first of all, if I can interrupt you for a second, Disha, you can use the book. Do you have the book Love Cards yet? Do you have that one?
No, I don't have it yet.
Well,
Not yet.
You're asking about relationship. You really need to get that book, okay? Because as soon as you meet a guy, you'll know everything about him before he even opens his mouth, okay? As soon as you know his birthday, you'll know if he's good for you, if he's a marrying type of guy or not, or if he's just a player. You'll know all this before he tells you his little story about his life, which is basically a story designed to help you get your clothes off. Okay?
Yeah. But yeah, because I'm just looking for something well-rounded, someone that's able to keep up with my pace and where I'm going.
Well, there are guys out there who are looking for the same thing that you are also, but you have to be a little more picky, and you have to, you know, give them a chance to show up.
That's the situation, I think. That's the situation, Robert, being picky. I don't know. I think that might be it. I don't
know.
Well,
you know,
the pickier I am, the longer.
There's an old saying, Disha, that we don't get what we deserve in life. We always get what we settle for.
Yeah, and I want the best.
Well, you haven't shown that yet. You keep settling for less, you see.
Yeah.
You need to show yourself and the whole universe that you really do want more by not settling for less anymore.
Yeah.
Got it?
Yeah.
Good. I'm glad you got the message. There's your little, there's your message for the night.
Okay.
Thank you for being my guest,
Disha.
I'm going to let you go now.
Okay, great. Nice talking with you, and thank you so much.
You're welcome. Good night.
Bye-bye. Good night.
Okay, next up is, let me see, Luisa from Costa Mesa. Ooh, she turned into an alien while we weren't watching. I guess she's not there. Okay, we'll take our next caller then. This is good fortune for Arlene. No, I'm sorry, Catherine, August 23rd, 1951. Are you there, Catherine?
No, this is Luisa.
This is Luisa. Oh, you are still there. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Okay. Welcome to the show, Queen of Diamonds.
Yes, fellow Queen of Diamonds.
Yeah, you're the only birthday of the year that's a double queen. Very
yes.
Rare.
Tough life.
Well, I didn't say that's permission to be crazy, all right? Okay, what's up with you? Double queen.
Okay. Well, I was interested in what you see for the next year. I have a nine of hearts in Venus coming up.
Would you like to get divorced?
My Jupiter.
Would you like to get divorced?
I'm not married.
Oh, then you'll meet somebody.
Cool.
Well, I mean, what do you really want to have happen here? That's the first question.
So, well, that's where I'm at in my life. I honestly couldn't tell you.
Well, then you're not going to get some.
Pardon?
You know, you have to get clear about what you want. Now,
okay.
Looking at your year,
mm-hmm.
This is really what this year is about. It's not really about finding what you want, but finding out what you want.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? So, because the Ace of Hearts being your long-range card this year, it's a search within for what is it that really makes you happy.
Okay.
And so, you know, now, the Nine of Hearts, when somebody's single, a Nine of Hearts can be a card of fulfillment, like something really good happens that you wanted to happen for a long time, romantically speaking. Okay?
I know. I was just wondering also, because it is my Jupiter card.
Yes, it is your Jupiter card. But this year, it's in Venus. Now, if you see an opportunity to go traveling, I would take it.
Okay.
During your Venus period.
Okay.
Because something really nice could happen there. But it's not like I get the feeling like you're going to end up with one person this year.
Okay.
It's more like searching for what you want and then getting clear about it by your next birthday, and then you'll be able to make it happen, whatever that is.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Alrighty, yeah, because I've been searching for a while. I mean, it's been on my mind for about 2 years now, so.
Well, this is going to be a little more intense. I mean, even though it's been on your mind, I think it hasn't been on your mind as much as it's going to be this year.
Okay.
Because this is the long-range card. This is like the most important card of the whole year, and it's the big focus for you, okay?
Okay. And also, my displacement is the Three of Clubs, which is my Venus card. So you sometimes say that that is what comes with effort. So.
Well, you're going to be noticing that you yourself are really indecisive about love this year. Do you know that about yourself?
I always like to blame the other person. No.
I appreciate the honesty.
Really. Yeah, not really.
we'll let your boyfriends know before you meet them.
That's
of
funny.
Course you would. Everybody wants to blame somebody else. But
yeah.
You're the one with the Three of Clubs in Venus, not them.
Okay.
Three of Clubs in Venus is like, can I have both?
And what do you have to say about the Queen of Spades as a planetary ruling card? Like anything more than what's in the book on that?
Well, super worker.
Okay.
Super worker, devoted to service. Very sensitive. It's a good card for work. It's a successful card.
Mm-hmm.
So it has a good side for career. I don't know if you're utilizing it, but it's there.
Okay. Yeah, I am. I really don't know what I want to do as far as career goes.
Well, you have done something. You're not a baby. So you're probably just in a transitionary period right now.
Yeah, I am. Well, my bachelor's is in electrical engineering, and mm-hmm. I transitioned from that into sales because I thought I wanted to go into sales, and I really do like it because of the freedom that it offers.
Yeah, and engineering is so boring.
Yeah, it really is. And now I'm wondering if I made the right choice, because the other one would have been more, solid.
Well, see, if you're going for security, you'll always end up in a job you don't like. Okay.
Yeah.
You can guarantee that.
Yeah.
In order to find something you love, you have to take a risk. And if you're not willing to take a risk, you might as well just go ahead and just go to jail and just live there.
Right. Would you say that my energy is high risk, or?
I don't know.
Like, I tend
it
to
doesn't,
take a risk.
It doesn't sound like it. It sounds like you're having a debate about it. You're not just doing it. So I wouldn't say you're high risk at all.
Yeah, I transitioned into sales, and I really like it. I enjoy the freedom. I enjoy the game, you know.
Sure.
When I get a contract, it feels really good, and I do find it more fulfilling than having worked in where I was working before. So.
And money, you know, you like money. If it pays well, you like it.
Yeah.
You are the queen of dollars, but after all. Okay, well, thanks. Great having you on the show.
Thank you.
Arlene, have a great night. I'm sorry, Louisa. I apologize.
Okay, thanks.
All right, bye-bye. Okay, let's see now if Catherine is still around. Are you there, Catherine?
Yes, I am. I'm still here.
August 23rd, 1951.
That's right. And you know what's really interesting about, I'm a three of clubs, and you were talking about how the mind affects things. As a three of clubs, I went through such a Pluto period. The past 10 years, I lived on my Pluto line, okay? And so everything was transformed. Everything was just thrown up in the air, and I just kept changing for a number of years. And now, since October, okay, until today, and I don't know how much further from today, I'm going through a lot of changes, but it feels fine. It feels more stable than it did before. So now the difference is the mind being the builder, I built fear and trepidation based on the Pluto influence, but now I don't think I have that same influence because I don't feel that trepidation. It feels great.
Well, if you're not afraid, that's progress.
Yeah.
But I've never met a three of clubs who didn't have a panic attack once a week.
Wow. And so this is really extremely different. This is like a stabilizing influence. There's something on in my chart or in my cards that is very stabilizing at this time or something?
You mean just for this year or what?
Yeah, for this year.
Well, a nine of hearts is a semi-fixed card. And that's your long-range card. It has a fixed quality to it. That could be what's going on.
Okay.
That could be helpful. So, I know my life really shifted when I came into a nine of hearts 13-year period of my life. My life settled down from having been all over the place.
Okay.
For sure. Yeah, right. So I think that may be what it is.
Okay, and is this by any chance a nice 13-year period or it's not?
For you?
Yes.
Well, you're not in a nine of hearts 13-year period right now. You're in a Queen of Spades 13-year period, which is a very good period.
Oh, okay, great. All right.
You're in a Nine of Hearts long range this year.
Oh, okay.
You know, it started on your last birthday and goes till August 23rd of this year, that year.
Right.
So.
Right.
But the Queen of Spades is a very spiritual card, and to have that for 13 years, which you've had since it started in 2003... And it goes until 2016. It's a very, very good card of developing mastery of yourself.
Okay.
It has a very positive side to it.
Great. Well, I'm looking forward to that then, because that's, you know, my work, I'm a spiritual mentor.
You're already experiencing it, my dear.
Yeah, I love it. I mean, there's going to be, if this is going to be the way the flow is, I'm really excited about it. You know, well, where as a three of clubs, it hasn't been that way up to October.
Well, you know, as long as you come into the moment, it's always like that in the moment. It's never like that in the future. The future will always hold something that scares you. Eventually.
Yeah, I don't like to borrow there. Yeah.
If you hang out in the future, which most of us do, we can't help it because the mind wants to go there constantly. Hanging out there, there's always going to be something that's going to get you.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, for some reason, it's different now, and I'm really, really excited about it. And,
well, that's,
you know,
so
I'm
wonderful.
Going to pay attention to the Nine of Hearts then.
Yes, as a stabilizing influence. And it means fulfillment, too, by the way, in love.
Oh, great. Well, great. That's encouraging.
Well, thanks for being my guest tonight.
Oh, Catherine. Thank you very much. I'm glad I got to talk to you.
Great having you tonight. Bye-bye. Have a great night.
Bye-bye.
Bye. Okay, everybody, that concludes our show. Thank you for everybody for honoring my request. I really appreciate that. And I'm sure some of the listeners are also appreciate that. It's nice to have some new people come on and get some new energy into the show. We appreciate that. So we're going to end, as we always do, with a song called Gayatri, also from my CD, Bhakti Rock. By the way, you can find my CD on iTunes. You can get it on the Internet. I have a MySpace page. If you just do a search for Bhakti, Bhakti, Rock, R-O-C-K, you can find it. And you can listen to some of these songs free. And I think there's a place where you can also order them. So have a great evening, and thanks. We'll see you next week. Look forward to it.
Om Bhurbhuvah Svaha Tat Savitur Varenyam Bhargo Devasya Dhimahi Deyo Yonah Prachodayah. Om Bhurbhuvah Svaha Tat Savitur Varenyam Bhargo Devasya Dhimahi Deyo Yonah Prachodayah. Om Bhurbhuvah Svaha Tat Savitur Varenyam Bhargo Devasya Dhimahi Deyo Yonah Prachodayah. Svaha Tat Savitur Varenyam Bhargo Devasya Dhimahi Deyo Yonah Prachodayah. Om Bhurbhuvah Svaha Tat Savitur Varenyam Bhargo Devasya Dhimahi Deyo Yonah Prachodayah. Om devasya dhimahi deyo yo na prachodayat.